That's great. Come on.
That sounds to me like I had too many brats from the concession stand during the game. All right, maybe we'll go to this one a little bit. Hold on, this is a little bit better. All right, time. Here we go. It's time to take ourselves out to the ball game with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians. Is brought to you on WEO by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads, where you can get all your great ballpark food, right, Craig? You could.
Oh, yeah.
You just want to make sure. But, Bob joins us this morning. Bob, how are you doing today? Getting excited? Ready? Ready to go?
Ready to go. Good morning, gentlemen. Can't wait. You know what? 121st opening day as a charter member of the American League, our 28th in our beautiful ballpark in downtown Cleveland. So we're ready to roll, coming off the heels of a nice win. You know, when you start the season, the nervousness sets in. You got to get that first W. And we were able to do it in nice fashion yesterday. Now we can settle in. And for the next 6 months, hopefully 7 months of baseball, and have some fun.
Yeah, it's absolutely going to be great. And, of course, the turnstiles will be turning today, right?
Yeah, isn't that fun? So we're actually no more cardboard cutouts. We're going to have live people in the ballpark, 30% capacity. There are some issues that our fans who are coming to the ballpark need to be aware of. You know, it's a mobile entry, digital entry world that we live in. So all tickets will be on your telephone. So make sure of that. Just go to Indians.com and click on Progressive Field and look at the rules, regulations. Our female guests, you know, clutch purses are allowed, but nothing really much larger. The exception, obviously, being medical bags or diaper bags of that sort. So just to make sure that your entry is smooth, you may want to jump online. But we'll have all the food and beverage ready for you, 40 of our 80 concession stands. We'll have half of our concession stands ready for 30% capacity. I can't wait for the day that we don't need to use those percentages.
So, Bob, are there like ushers or people with, you know, food in the stands, or does everybody have to go to these concession stands if they need to get food?
No, there'll be people around the ballpark, but most of the, I think there'll be fewer of those than normal. You'll have to get up out of your seat and head to a concession stand. And we're also asking we try to do less and less cash at the ballpark and do credit card or debit procedure in that regard as well. And this is just part of the health and safety procedures that we've put in place in consultation with the Cleveland Clinic.
So let's talk about what's on the field tonight or today, this afternoon. We've got a lefty on the mound. When's the last time a lefty?
Yeah.
Lefty has started a home opener. Not that I'm going to give you that kind of a trivia, but this is an exciting young man, Logan Allen. Tell us about him.
Yeah, 23 years old. He's really worked awfully hard the last year to transform himself. Kids lives in North Carolina. Was drafted out of the IMG Baseball Academy, where he went for high school by the Boston Red Sox. Then he was shipped over to San Diego, and then we got him. He lost 30-plus pounds. I think you and I talked about it prior, that all the weight loss that's been going around, not only with our team but in baseball. Logan was part of that. But he spent last year at the satellite camp most of 2020 and really worked on his new mechanics, dropping the weight, and it came into camp and earned a job and it earned the way the schedule flowed an opportunity to start a home opener, which is just a remarkable fun thing for a young man. First time he made the big leagues out of spring training. So a lot of fun things happening for Logan Allen here to start the season. And he's so deserving because of all the hard work he's put in.
Hey, Bob, I've always enjoyed baseball nicknames, and speaking of lefties, my reference point is sudden Sam McDowell. Do any of the new guys have nicknames yet, like a Logan Allen or even a Franmil Reyes?
Well, you know, when we do the players' nicknames during the summer on the back of their jerseys, you know, they're not as good as Sudden Sam or Harry Suitcase Simpson, who played for five or six different teams in a 4 or 5 year span. I always loved that one. It was one of my favorite nicknames in baseball. But, you know, like Shane Bieber's not Justin, you know. He wears on that player weekend. But, no, we're going to have to work on that one, Craig. We're going to have to work on that one a little bit.
All right. Well, a lot of those nicknames came from – a lot of those nicknames were dropped in from newspaper people who put them in, not so much within the games themselves. I mean, they have sort of – they sort of have youthful names. You know, they just add a Y at the end of it or something. I don't think they call them Franny. We haven't worked on any of that. But
well, I'm thinking Franmil Reyes. I'm thinking Meal Man.
Yeah, well, some people call him the Franimal.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good one.
I thought of this because yesterday the Indians played against Buck Farmer. That's a great name.
Is that a nickname?
I don't know.
Buck is.
I guess so. That's crazy. Hey, when the game, if people are getting there, well, they should get there early. What's going on in the pregame festivals as well? And if you can speak on the fact that with John Adams not there, how you came up with the substitute for him on the big drum.
Yeah, it's going to be a bummer that our buddy John Adams is not going to be there for the first time in decades. You know, we wish him well. Speedy recovery. He's just not able to get to the ballpark. So Akron native and Black Keys drummer Patrick Carney is going to fill in for John for today, which I think is a pretty cool thing. Patrick's an incredibly huge Tribe fan and has a relationship with a couple of guys in our media relations department. So they were chatting, and Patrick offered up his services and thought that would be a really good fit for us today. And a nice salute to John. We are going to celebrate local heroes across Northeast Ohio. Our first pitch is going to be from a paraprofessional, Bonita Horton, from Adlai Stevenson School in Cleveland. She'll be joined by 10 educators, teachers and educators representing the 10 Cleveland Municipal School District Schools. Retired Police Sergeant Kennedy Jones will sing the national anthem and God Bless America. We'll do the play ball. We'll have 10-year-old Emma Shishabor, who collects donations for Laura's home, Women's Crisis Center. We'll get a little flyby today, too, at 112 Fighter Squadron. So we'll have some fun, you know, getting awards to Cesar Hernandez, Roberto Perez, Jose Ramirez, Shane Bieber, in a video tribute, and as well, Joe Tate. We're going to remember our old friend Joe Tate with a moment of silence. Did ball games, obviously, Tribe games for 15 years. Made an incredible impact on the sporting community here in Cleveland. And Michael Stanley as well, a huge Tribe fan. And we'll do an in-game salute to Michael. So lots going on. The pageantry of opening day, we'll do the best we can. Kelly Dredge runs our live entertainment crew. Excited to do it in front of 30% capacity and not cardboard cutouts. And looking forward to just seeing and saying hello to people at the ballpark today. Can't wait.
Sounds good. We appreciate it. We will talk with you again next week as well. Hopefully we'll on a big, good winning streak as we talk again as moving through the month of April. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Go Tribe.
Go Tribe. Our Indians Talk with Bob DiBiasio, brought to you by North Ridgeville Convenience, NoCo, Center Ridge, and Barton Road.